As Victoria continues to make slow and steady progress in suppressing its own Delta outbreak, the Premier Daniel Andrews has demanded a so-called ring of steel around Sydney to protect the rest of the nation. It's one of the measures Victoria took during its extended lockdown last year with some success. Amid claims from some quarters, New South Wales just needs to lock down harder. Bridget Fitzgerald takes a look at whether there are any further lessons the state could learn from Victoria's torrid experience last year.
While Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says his state's lockdown appears to be working and the trend in cases is promising, he's ruled out offering any assistance to New South Wales in the form of vaccine supply.
We have barely enough vaccine allocated to any of us. So the notion that we would be sending it away from here to... we've all got need, all of us.
The Victorian Premier was keen, however, to share a bit of free advice.
If Sydney has been declared a national emergency, then my message is very clear. On behalf of all Victorians, I'm saying there's a national responsibility to put a ring of steel around Sydney, just as we did last year, because that will help stop the spread of this virus across the whole nation.
For 4 months last year, during Victoria's second wave, Melbourne was cut off from regional Victoria and the rest of the country by a strictly controlled border. Roadblocks prevented anyone going in or out of the metro area, except for a very small number of exempt workers and travellers. Professor Mike Toole, an epidemiologist from Melbourne's Burnet Institute, says Daniel Andrews' suggestion likely won't be a top priority for New South Wales right now.
Well, a ring of steel around Sydney is not going to change anything within Sydney.
However, he says the idea has merit.
Of course, it will provide more protection from the virus in regional parts of New South Wales and, of course, other states. So it really worked last year when there was a ring of steel around Melbourne, and I think it's worth considering.
And while people in Greater Sydney are already living under strict lockdown rules, Professor Toole says there are still some restrictions New South Wales is yet to adopt, which proved effective in bringing soaring case numbers under control in Victoria last year.
The restrictions in Sydney don't include, for example, a travel limit, which in Victoria was, and still is, 5 kilometres from your home. There is a limit on how far you can go for exercise in Sydney, 10Ks, but not for other purposes, except for those people living in the LGAs where they can't leave at all. But theoretically, you can drive, you know, right across Sydney to go to your favourite Bunnings, which, by the way, probably should be closed also.
And do we know that limiting the distance people can move was effective in Victoria?
Well, our modelling cannot disentangle the different components of the stage four restrictions. We can only look at the totality of their effect. So they did include the 5 kilometre restriction. They also included mandatory masks outdoors. So those are two things that have not yet been introduced into Greater Metropolitan Sydney.
There's also concern about the spread of the Sydney outbreak into Queensland. A Qantas flight attendant has tested positive, and it appears she crewed 6 flights between Brisbane, Longreach, Hervey Bay and Gladstone while she was infectious. Queensland's Chief Health Officer is Jeanette Young.
So we're not sure at this stage. We're working it through how she's acquired it, but she has acquired the Delta variant that's circulating today in Sydney.
Passengers on board those flights are being asked to get tested and isolate.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.